CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Hello, would you send a boy up to the rooms for our bags? 325 and 326. Thank you.
Why didn't you let me do that?
Well, you were busy, dear. We must also check on our reservations in Stratford, either at the Shakespeare Hotel or the White Swan, I understand, are the best. Also, dear, must make sure the luggage that we're leaving in London...
Look, I won't handle all that. For heaven's sake, I don't need to be told. If women would just leave things like that to the man of the family, I'm telling you, that's what men hate about women. There's this bossy way you have of just... taking over. Now, let me handle things, will you?
Oh, what's wrong with him this morning? He's so cranky.
Never mind, Aunt Effie. He's just nervous about driving the car. Oh. When the man brings the car to the hotel, why don't you drive around the block with him, dear? Maybe he can help you catch up.
I am not driving around the block with anybody, for Pete's sake.
What's the matter? Well, in England, dear, the steering wheel is on the right side of the car, and you have to drive on the left side of the road. Daddy isn't used to all that. Look, why don't we practice? Here, sit down. Sit down on the chair as though you were driving, and I'll sit here.
Oh,
come on, sit down. No, dear, the other side.
Oh.
Steering wheel's on the right side.
All right. I can't see that this helps one bit.
Get the feel of it. Now, Aunt Effie, you'll be another car coming towards us, so he gets the feeling of everything just being the opposite of the way we ordinarily drive, you know. Come on, be another car. Start in the bathroom. Now, back up and start in the bathroom and come towards us now on the right side. Come on.
Oh, no, Aunt Effie, no, you're on the wrong side of the road, Aunt Effie. Move over. And look, we do not need sound effects. just come toward me if we have to do this. Tell you, it's not going to help at all.
Chances are Junior doesn't go for the idea of exchanging a baseball glove for a school bag. But you can make school days a fascinating adventure. Begin now by planning shopping expeditions for school supplies. Let your child help with the planning and the shopping. And then when school opens, make sure he gets off to a good start by keeping in intimate touch with his progress. Through close cooperation with your child and his teacher, you can make this his happiest, most productive school year. Putting it another way, happy the child in grades 1 to 3 whose mother gets him the fascinating telephone dialing game, Dial and Spell. Dial and Spell, one of the famous fun and learning Milton Bradley teaching aids. Like all basic Milton Bradley teaching aids, Dial and Spell is teacher approved, grade identified, and it's fun. For other keys to fun and learning in reading, arithmetic, social studies, shop for Milton Bradley teaching aids at fine stores everywhere. For fun and learning, Milton Bradley teaching aids.
Well, I think everything's in order, Mr. Piper. And when you return from your trip, just leave the car at the hotel here and notify us.
Was the car filled up with gas, dear? Did you ask the man here?
Yes, yes, madam. Plenty of petrol.
Petrol? Don't you love it, the way the English say things?
Well, I guess they think it's funny the way we say gas.
Well, I wouldn't say funny, sir. We all have our peculiarities.
Yes, I guess so.
That luggage has all been brought down from the room, dear. It's right here. And did you ask about leaving that one suitcase here at the hotel? I mean, it's all right. And also ask about reservations.
May I
ask how long you expect to be away?
Two or three days. Yes, Thursday at the latest.
I think we'll be back by Thursday, dear. But you see, Mr. Sims, we're driving to Stratford today, taking in Warwick Castle and things like that on the way. And then tomorrow we'll sightsee around Stratford, Shakespeare's birthplace, Anne Hathaway's cottage.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm sure you'll enjoy that very much.
Oh, yes, I know we will. Then my husband wants to go to Birmingham on business. Then we're going on to some place in Yorkshire.
Honey, I'm sure Mr. Sims isn't interested in our complete itinerary.
Well, I'm just saying why we might not be back Thursday. It might be Friday because we're stopping in to say hello to the parents of an English woman that we met back home.
Yes, and we're taking this Mrs. Kenway some watermelon pickles. Yes. We brought the pickles all the way over from America.
Oh, yes. Well, that's very nice. Very nice, I'm sure.
Well, you probably don't even know what a watermelon is. I know you don't have them in England. Well, they're big and green and red inside. And to make pickles, you peel the rind and make a syrup.
Aunt Effie, weren't you going to buy some stamps?
Stamps.
Yes,
you were.
Yes.
Oh, I'm glad you reminded me.
Mr. Sims, is it easy to catch on to the way of driving in England?
Well, of course, it differs with people, you know.
Yes.
However, I did mean to speak about that with you, Mr. Piper. And if you like, we might take a quick spin. I could give you a few pointers.
Oh, that would be nice. I don't think it's necessary. I've been driving for years.
Mr. Sims is nice enough to suggest it.
Why waste his time?
All right.
Left side, sir, left. I say, do keep to the left.
Yes. So different from the way we drive in America.
Oh, you're doing fine, Mr. Piper, fine. But just keep to the left. There. Now, that's fine, sir. Well, there's nothing to it, is there? Once you get the hang of it.
Oh, no.
Yes, that was a close one, wasn't it?
Yes, I'm sorry, I didn't see the bus. I was watching that truck.
Keep to the left, yes. Mr. Piper, the left.
But I've got to make a right here.
No, sir. It's a one-way street.
Oh, yes.
Just keep calm, sir.
Which way do I go?
Roundabout, sir, and straight ahead.
Yeah, but roundabout what?
No, sir. Let's keep calm. Oh, dear. I'm afraid we are causing a traffic tire.
Oh, golly.
Well, I didn't see it.
I wish you would all stop yelling at me.
Look out for the bus. Look out for the bus.
I see the bus.
Well, I can't believe you went around the block with Mr. Sims, and he said you did just fine. You are going to kill us all.
Aunt Effie.
He is. This is just suicide to ride
here. It'll be all right as soon as we're out of London traffic and in the country. I didn't see him. Honestly, half the trouble isn't the cars. It's these millions of people who ride bicycles in Europe. They dart in and around the cars and...
In three blocks, dear, you turn right according to this map. Now, remember, it's different. Stay to the right and make a wide sweep.
I'll be glad when we're out in the country.
You will.
Aunt Effie, please.
What is the play we're going to see?
Midsummer Night's Dream, dear, at the Stratford Theater. I hope. Oh, I didn't finish telling you the story of it yesterday, did I? Why don't I do that and then we won't bother Daddy? Now, you remember that in Fairyland there was King Oberon, Queen Titania, and what were the names of the fairies, huh?
Pink Blossom, Cobweb, Moth, and Mustache.
That's right. Did you hear that, Daddy? Isn't that good, Betsy? Betsy, remember what I told her yesterday? Daddy, did you notice that?
Yeah.
He's Blossom, Cobweb, Moth, and Mustard Seed. That's fine. Well, King Oberon... What are you doing? Keep to the left. That car just
went. Well, I cannot cope with King Oberon and the fairies and London traffic all at the same time. Now, if we will all please just keep quiet until we get out into the country.
Don't yank all the luggage out of the car. What are you looking for?
Where's my briefcase?
Well, I guess it was put in the check room at the hotel back in London, along with the one suitcase that we sat...
Checked in the check room?
I wondered about it, but you sat it down by the suitcase that was to be checked. What? I didn't say anything. You said to let you handle
my it. My international driver's license is in that briefcase. Also yours.
Oh, you mean you've driven all this way with us? And also mine? I suppose our passports, too, and all the important...
Yes, all my business papers. Well, this is just dandy.
Well, I have mine.
Oh, that's right. I insisted Aunt Effie get an international driver's license, too, in case we drove around anywhere without you. Make sure you have it, Aunt Effie.
Nice.
Oh, this is your luck if you do.
Luck? You mean that we...
You have it?
Yes, I have it.
Oh, good.
What's the matter with you?
What? Aunt Effie's going to drive with everything on the left side of the...
I'll do just as well as you did. Better, probably. You know what the policeman said to me back home? Madam, I followed you for 2 miles and 9/10 of the time you were in the left lane.
Oh, no.
Well, come on. Pile back in the car. You don't have much choice. My goodness. It is going to seem strange with the steering wheel on this side.
Now, look.
Aunt Effie, you can't take your mind off your driving for 1 minute. Not 1 minute. Now, everything is just backwards, you understand, from the way we do it. You got to think, Aunt Effie, you got to think every minute of what you're doing.
Oh, come on, get in.
Oh, my goodness, and it's a shift car, too. Oh. I've driven one of these for years. Oh. Now, this is low. This is checker.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. It's new. It's special.
What's this? Continental 6-month floor wax in a new special size?
Yes. Now, for the first time, you can get the new special size 6-month floor wax for just about half the price of the regular can. That's right. The very same Wonder Wax that's guaranteed not to walk away, wash away, wear away for 6 full months is now available for the amazing low price of only 79 cents. Imagine, with the new special size 6-month floor wax, you can take a summer vacation from weekly waxing and save money, too. Yes, wax just once with 6-month floor wax, and the same normal care that keeps your floors clean now keeps them gleaming bright, scuff-resistant all summer long, or your money back. So this summer, relax. Don't wax. Look for 6-month floor wax in the new half-price special size today. Only 79 cents everywhere. Get Continental 6-month wax.
Well, I can't believe it. To think I'm in the middle of Stratford, Aunt Avon, that I've heard about all my life. And it looks just like the pictures of it. Why don't you get out of the car?
I can. My knees are still buckling.
I got you here, didn't I?
Where did Mommy go?
She went inside the Shakespeare Hotel here to see about her reservations and send the boy out for the luggage.
I'm thirsty.
So am I. Why don't we walk down the street and see her?
Well, no reservations.
No reservations?
No, nothing. Oh. He suggests we drive on to Leamington Spa. The hotel reaches about 20 miles from here.
Drive on. Listen, I wouldn't go and... What do you mean, no reservations?
No,
look,
no
reservations. I know that I...
Well, this is what happens when we women let the man of the family handle everything.
Look,
It is not his fault, Aunt Effie. He did speak to the desk clerk in London. I heard him, so it's the desk clerk's fault.
Well, there you are. He's a man, too. What can you expect? Come on, Bessie. Let's walk down the street and get something to drink.
You know, sometimes, I mean, Aunt Effie, I know.
Now, just calm down. When people travel together, sometimes tempers run high, you know.
Yeah. I should know. Mine does. Well, anyhow, thanks for sticking up for me in front of Bessie.
No,
I forgot to speak to the clerk about the reservation.
I know. I suspected as much, dear, but you better call London tonight and have him get your briefcase till you're here somehow tomorrow while we're walking around sightseeing. We cannot go on with Aunt Effie driving. Oh, honey, I'll bet sometimes you're sorry you brought us on this European trip.
No. I had an idea of what it would be like. I was prepared.
You.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, and Mercer McLeod, and is produced by Walter Hart.